Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury, and welcome to this ASI cast, where our most regular interviewer turns interviewee, as I ask our research director, Richard Marks, to look ahead to the upcoming APAC television and video conference in Singapore. So, Richard, if we first take a look back at last year's event, what were the main highlights for you at the time?
I think what my main memory is of the breadth of the papers in terms of their geographical coverage. I think that was the third event that we'd held of the APAC ASI conference, and we had papers from Japan for the first time, from Thailand, as well as from Australia, China, Singapore, and a remarkable range. I think that was quite well appreciated in the comments we had after the event. So that was very good at giving a real feel for what was going on in different parts of the region and just how diverse the region was. In terms of themes underlying that, I mean, there's a lot of people working towards building measurement systems that incorporate both television and online video, but there's a lot less agreement, and we may come back to this, around how social video works in terms of its advertising impact and therefore how it should be reported and how television works.
Yeah, and how do these themes develop and continue over, if you like, to the ASI International event in Nice last November?
Well, it has become interesting the way that the two conferences effectively interact or hopscotch, because initially when we were talking about, you know, 3 years ago having an event in APAC, I think the feeling was more that there might be more overlap between the papers themselves, when in reality what tends to happen is that the papers in APAC can often inform what happens at the international event in terms of the themes and vice versa, which may reflect why we've got a number of people who attend the APAC event now also coming to the international event, because it's kind of keeping the story going, as it were. And certainly the story that was kept going was the one I mentioned around the differences between television and social video, but also the sort of logical extension of that, which is the need for total video currencies. And we had a debate, which I'll actually be summarising in APAC for the APAC audience, between Facebook, Google, the BBC, advertisers and other stakeholders about who really needs a total video currency. By that we meant there seems to be consensus that a total video measurement system is needed, but who funds it? Does it include social video? If it does include social video, should social video be reported in exactly the same way? And then also the debate, and there's a lot less certainty around this, about the future for industry video currencies as planning tools for actually working out, you know, where to put your video advertising money versus their use for campaign evaluation and currency, where it may be that in an increasingly connected world, those elements are actually handled separately from the currency.
Yeah. I mean, this will be the fourth APAC event. Yes, there are considerable overlap in terms of themes that you've referred to. In your view, how does the international conference differ in tone from the APAC event?
Well, the obvious response from a quantitative researcher would be that the international event is a lot bigger in terms of the number of delegates. In Nice, we had, I think, in excess of 330. You were keeping the books, as it were. Across the 3 days of TV and radio, that can work both ways. I mean, obviously, it's great to have that number of people. Equally, it can make for a lot of people in the room, which can not exactly inhibit debate, but I think there's, you know, people tend to be asking more formal questions and using the conference app to send questions to the stage. In APAC, we've been getting, you know, between 100 and 120, which can, in an interesting way, make it feel slightly more intimate, and there's perhaps more ability to exchange points within the room itself. So, yeah, both have, you know, size has attractions, but also drawbacks. Also, we do start the event, at risk of stating the obvious, the international event, we start with a one-day focus on radio and audio. So that can kind of overlap a bit into the TV session. Most specifically in Nice, it did, around the whole area of voice assistance and voice discovery, which has big implications both for the audio industry, but also for TV in terms of electronic program guides and voice activation of TVs themselves.
Sure. And, of course, your session it traditionally looks at what we might call the pure audience measurement issues. What are the hot topics relating to TV and video measurement currently? And are there any papers in your session that you're especially looking forward to?
Well, I'd pick up on what David Webb was saying when I was chatting to him for the podcast last week. I think the two big issues that remain, one is a global one, which is the need for the TV and video currencies to be measuring TV and video across all platforms. And I'd be careful in stressing platforms, because sometimes people refer to cross-media measurement when they don't really mean it. To me, cross-media measurement means TV plus radio plus online plus print.
Yeah.
Whereas the first priority is that TV is measured across every way in which it can be consumed. There's a lot of work going on that. It's been interesting that we've been able to track specifically the conferences based in Singapore, and the first conference we had back in 2015 was just before the announcement of a new SG TAM service that was awarded to GFK. So yeah. At the next conference, we heard what GFK and the IMDA were planning. They're now called the IMDA, the body for overseeing media and the internet in Singapore. Last year we had the first fruits of it, and this year we're going to be hearing from Lee Risk of GFK and Dorothy Lay of IMDA about exactly what they've learned from being able to track video across all platforms. Generally, as I mentioned, we tend to have less overlap between the papers, that the papers kind of appear organically at both conferences. But there were two specific papers from this year's Nice event that we were keen to bring to the APAC event. The first is the way in which in Italy the Auditel, the JIC, are expanding their coverage and dealing with the long tail by adding set meters into the people meter panel. By set meters, we mean meters that don't have a handset, so they can be placed into a home, and then largely the respondents forget about them, which has cost benefits in terms of panel management. So yes. Andrea Mezzasalma, who was of Sky Italia, who's now a data fusion expert with his new company Data Breeders, is speaking with David Cristani of Auditel, explaining how that works, because I think that could have good implications for the region, where there can be issues, particularly David Webb picked up last week the challenges around measuring the sort of cable and satellite platforms, where TAM services with smaller sample sizes can struggle a bit, and yet the cost of having larger sample sizes can be prohibitive. So perhaps one approach could be this combination of set meters expanding the people meter panels themselves. But I'll let David and Andrea explain exactly how that's done. The other paper that we felt would be useful to update from Nice was the paper that looked at specifically at Nielsen's coverage of Netflix in the US, which actually won the Best Paper Award. Craig Johnson of Nielsen in this case will be giving us an update of that paper. So again, I won't preempt too much, but it did cause a stir at the conference in Europe and outside because it was able to look at how individual pieces of content on Netflix platform actually compared directly to network programming in the US. So I think Brian Furrer was a worthy winner of the Best Paper with that. We're also going to be getting some perspectives on audience measurement from Kantar Millward Brown and a new measurement company called T-Vision, who measure eyes on screen. And we'll also be hearing about the biggest panel in the world, the Indian TAM panel, and how you actually manage that logistically with so many panel members across so many regions.
Yeah.
And how technology is actually helping that to be achieved. And also, because the audience always demands it, we'll be getting a technology updates from the main TAM suppliers on what their latest priorities are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's particularly interesting in the context of the closing debate of the conference and what immediately precedes the closing debate of the conference, in as much as the TAM operators in your session will be sort of setting out, if you like, their best practice template, as it were, or their current thinking in that regard. And yet, of course, later we'll be commenting on the political problems that one can encounter when trying to affect this in the marketplace.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've been quite careful in the construction of the agenda for the second day to separate the... to think about when I was doing maths at school, to separate the pure maths from the applied maths, to separate the science of audience measurement, which we're very much focusing in the morning session, and then the politics of the actual application. Because, you know, we know ASI for the last few years, we've been watching the gradual construction of these video measurement systems that have moved outside of television and moved outside of the television set. We're now at a stage where they're starting to be presented to the industry. So that really raises two questions. Firstly, how is the industry receiving and using this data? And we're at a stage where some stakeholders are starting to see their numbers for the first time. And it's probably not a surprise to us, although I think it may be a surprise to them, that their numbers are possibly not as big as they're expecting from the simple counts of streams and logins they were getting on their site. So industry acceptance and usage is an important topic. There was a Kevin Costner film about 20 years ago called Field of Dreams about baseball, where he's inspired to build his baseball stadium because they say, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen with regard to some of the TAM systems that we're seeing being built. So we'll be getting an update from the US about how the US is accepting Nielsen's new data, and also from some Scandinavian countries where Kantar has been launching new currency systems that incorporate online video. I think the other element of the politics is around the metrics that are actually being used to report, because I do think there's an increasing consensus that even with the social media giants now, that they want to be part of the currency measurement systems, because that gives credibility, it gives transparency, and it's the actual gathering of the data. What remains to be seen is, once that data is gathered, whether everyone reports it in exactly the same way, because there is an argument that Google and Facebook have certainly developed at past ASI conferences that perhaps the way that online video works, in terms of its brevity, in terms of the size of the screen, in terms of people's attention, isn't necessarily suited to the way in which TV is reported, which is, you know, minute by minute spot ratings. So we may be covering this in that debate, that perhaps the you know, people have often referred to data as being oil, and the data that's being taken out of the ground and refined is done in a common way, but after that the cars that it's fueling may be different in terms of how they're being driven, so that may give the industry a further challenge as well. So plenty to talk about.
Well, indeed, and we haven't even mentioned, you know, who's going to pay for it all.
No, indeed. We will be touching on that a bit because it did crop up in the debate we had in Nice. It is the
elephant
huge
the
question,
room.
And particularly it always was, even going back 20 years, talking about when advertisers would demand cross-media measurement. The issue always would be, okay, but are you going to fund that? Because if I'm a TV station, then what's my incentive to fund the measurement of other media that are competing with me?
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for that, Richard. It's got me excited about it in any event. It's a couple of weeks now before we'll be joining people in Singapore, and very much looking forward to it.